Okay, so our next puzzle was called Rules Are Rules. And for this one, we had about 1,100 of you submit a correct answer, and about 500 submit an incorrect answer. So let's walk through this one together with our friends at Meta.
Hey folks, I am Cameron. I'm a data scientist here at Meta, and I was one of the co-authors of this puzzle alongside Alyssa and Zach. So in Rules Are Rules, you're shown a picture at the very top referencing Calvin Ball, which is a call out to my favorite childhood comic, Calvin and Hobbes, a game in which they would create the rules of the game as they played. And I wanted to make a call out both to that, as well as some of the obscure sports rules that I love and have grown up watching. I know that this one required a lot of Googling and perhaps a lot of confusion, but each of these different snippets that we had these audio snippets of sportscasters talking about different sports games and sports events. And within each of these snippets, there was a rule being violated. So for example, Jennifer was playing tennis, but we found out that she was an underage player and therefore not allowed to play. Sean was waving his stick in the goalie's face. Tom was tackled after a defensive player lunged from the ground. Martin played the puck outside the trapezoid despite being a goalie and not being allowed to do that, so on and so forth. And all of these rules end up being named after these players after these violations occurred. So for example, Jennifer Capriotti was the young 13-year-old player who ended up having regulations set against her when she tried to play in Women's Tennis Association events. So we have all these rules. And one of our most common submitted answers for this was just Capriotti. We need to do something with these rule names. Otherwise, the answer is not going to be Capriotti, Avery, Bradery, Boder, Dernan, Merriman, Stroud, Stanky. So what do we do with these rule names? Well, every single one of these little scripts also included a reference to some sort of number. Maybe it was a jersey number, maybe it was the period, maybe it was this many minutes left in the game, so on and so forth. All of these provided indices. And so for each of the rule names, you were given a number to index into that rule. For example, for Capriotti, that 4 means you're taking the fourth letter from the Capriotti rule, R. So on and so forth across the different rule names spells out the answer to this puzzle, rebounds.